Dave Moore on Today FM.
I have Faye Tozer here, singer, actress, star of the band Steps, of course. That's where I first met you. It's great to have you back on the show. We spoke a long time ago, just on the phone, I think it was. I can't exactly remember why. Presumably it was Steps related, but hey.
Probably.
You're here again, but not in Steps form today.
No. And we're coming over to see you. We're
yes.
going to be in Dublin with the mighty Mean Girls, the musical.
Oh, listen, this is one of the greatest movies of all time. And to see it transformed to the stage is going to be absolutely brilliant for everyone here who loves it as much as I do. But you don't have one role in this.
I don't. No, I've gone I've gone off the triple threat. It was so crazy. So the role that I'm playing is three roles in one. So I'm the iconic Regina George's mum.
Right, Mrs. George.
Yeah, she's not a regular mum.
No, she's not.
And I'm also playing the iconic Tina Fey character, who's Mrs. Norbury.
Mrs. Norbury.
Yeah, the school teacher. My third one is Katie Heron's mum, and she's a bit different to the movie, actually. They've kind of done her as like a hippie biologist. I mean, she was always the same character, but they've done her with, I've got this really big frizzy blonde wig.
Okay.
Actually, it's amazing.
And in the show, are we to believe, as the audience, that these are three different people, or are we to believe that this is, I don't know, Mrs. George dressing up and moonlighting? No, this is, you are three different characters.
I am three different characters. People who don't know that I'm in it and don't look into the breakdown of it all, and they're just coming to see Mean Girls, have been convinced that it's three people.
Okay, so, wow.
So I think that's a thumbs up for me.
That's called acting right there. That's what that is.
I know, they're paying me for it and everything. But what's really funny for me is I don't go on as the same character ever. It's always a change and a shift of character.
Oh, you're joking.
My quickest change is 9 seconds.
Faye, come on. That is a lot of work. Now, what's like involved in 9 seconds? I mean, are you Supermaning in a little phone box that spins around and you come back out?
Almost. It's like a Formula One pit stop with lots of people around me. I go like this, and then it just happens.
They change your tires, they do your oil, and out you go.
Exactly that. It's brilliant. It's so good.
That's incredible.
So good.
9 seconds is...
See it to believe it.
Yeah, I definitely will be seeing it to believe it. That's wild. And how have you found stage? Because it's obviously treated you so well as Steps, but you've now come into, you know, musicals and theatre and all those things, and you're doing so much and it's going so well for you.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to do my first ever musical theatre role in 2004, which was Tell Me on a Sunday. And I feel so lucky because also being a female in this industry, you don't know how many characters are out there for your age range as you get older and wiser, she says. I've had some amazing roles and some amazing shows. I mean, we've got Singing the Rain. I got to do Lena Lamont. I've just recently done Cruella in 101 Dalmatians, 42nd Street, Me and My Girl. I've had some really, really incredible shows under my belt. Everybody's talking about Jamie. And then when they invited me to do this one, I think because I'd done Miss Hedge in Everybody's Talking About Jamie, kind of thought, right, I can do that one, that's fine. Regina George's mum is really fun to play because she's
That's a
crazy
different one.
And she's
yeah.
I feel like I'm in my Mrs. George era anyway.
Okay, right.
I feel like I can tap into that and I can embarrass the children because I have, you know, I am that woman now. So she's a bit of me.
meet your dad level over here as well. I'm exactly the same. They're mortified
and
at every step.
Love it. Yeah. So, and then I think for me, the only one that's slightly different is Miss Heron. And my direction was actually to have a lower vocal range with her. So I do different voices for each one as well.
Because that's crazy. And presumably it's all American accents. So you now have to do three American accents.
Yes. Yeah, and Miss Heron has got she's quite a deep sort of voice, so she's right down here.
Right.
And then, of course, Regina George is trying to be, like, the teenager, so, you know, and, yeah, it's really fun. It's
That's
great fun
so
to do.
Great. Is there a stage show or a character that you look at in the world and kind of go, oh, I would love a chance at that? Like, is there something, you know, is there a show that you just go, I would be so great in that role?
Okay. Do you know, I think I never know what's around the corner. So I don't usually pin something down and go, right, that's the one that I want to do. I think the only one that everybody says to me, or, you know, that keeps on popping up, is Chicago. I would have loved to do Chicago because of the dance element.
Yeah.
And I just love that whole Fosse style. And I think for a personal favourite, doing like the new version of Cabaret and doing like a Kit Kat Club version of Sally Bowles, because it's so raw and so not what you've seen me do before. So to do something so vulnerable and like a bit crazy is like something I'd love to get my teeth into. But who knows? Who knows?
Well, I said, never write anything off. You never know what's going to present itself as an opportunity. Right. Well, look, Mean Girls, the musical, will run from the 25th of August to the 5th of September. It's going to be absolutely amazing. In, of course, the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. Have you seen that theatre yet?
Oh, my goodness. We've been in there.
It's unreal.
The last time we were there with the band, actually, because we were promoting Here and Now, the Steps musical.
That's right.
So we're in there for that. But I was actually there the other day. So we're really excited to actually come over and have 2 weeks be in Dublin. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, hopefully we get the right weather for you as well, because it's been lovely so far this summer. We'll see what happens at the end of August, start of September.
Hey, listen, we'll be inside and wearing pink. So just come and see us.
Exactly. Faye, you won't remember this, but I tell every member of Steps that I talk to this story. I'll do it really quickly. I ended up at H's 21st birthday in London. Yeah. So do you remember a band called Buffalo G from Dublin?
Yeah.
So I was kind of slightly working with them, and management team I was working with was their management team. Anyway, I ended up at their show in Wembley, and you guys were the headline act. And that night that we were there, it was H's 21st. So we went out in the afternoon and bought him presents. So we didn't know what to buy him. So we bought him a t-shirt in Hamley's with myself and my two friends, our face on it, and gave it to him. And the poor guy, like, he was so confused. I mean, and understandably so. Who are these three men, and why have we got a t-shirt with their face on it?
Amazing. I love that. I love that you could confuse H. I mean, he's the most confusing of all of us anyway. So.
And how are you guys all doing, and where are we in Steps world at the moment?
Oh, we're in a brilliant place. So Here and Now, the Steps musical, we got that up and out on the road finally. It's been a passion project for about 10 years to actually get that happening, and so proud of how well that went. So that's all good. But as you may know, it is a big anniversary next year.
Yes.
So 30 years, the big 3-0. What? It's so
crazy.
I mean, we would have never imagined in our wildest dreams that, you know, back in 1997 when we were auditioning for a line dancing band that we'd be here, like, with our own musical, 7 albums in, you know, all these tours under our belts and people still wanting more. So it's wild. Yeah.
And do you still walk down the street and people will stop you and go, oh my god, Faye, and have chats and photos and all that stuff? I mean,
yeah, I mean, it kind of depends where I am and what's in the world. I mean, it's a big world now with lots and lots of social media.
Sure.
I actually, don't tell anyone, but I actually quite enjoy, you know, not being so full of, you know, and so
bit of anonymity helps.
Upset.
Yeah.
So it's nice to kind of be able to sneak around and just do normal stuff with normal people. You know,
totally.
I really enjoy that. But obviously, you know, when I'm on tour and promoting things, you know, my face is around a bit more, so people are a bit more aware. But these days, people are good. The band is good. We've all got our little things going on at the moment. But lots of meetings being had.
For 30 years celebration. Yeah, I was going to ask, is there a WhatsApp group, a Steps WhatsApp group with just the five of you?
There's lots of WhatsApp groups,
okay,
but there is one with just us five, so we can just like say all the things that we don't want to say to everybody else.
Talk about the management behind
those.
Their back. I get it.
Exactly.
I get it.
Yeah, going, do you really think that?
Well, whatever you have planned for 30 years, we here in Today FM, and me particularly, will be very excited about whatever it is you've got. So bring it on, as I say. But the main thing is August through September. So August 25th, all the way through until the 5th of September, you're going to see the incredible Faye Tozer in Mean Girls, the musical, in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. That's not one, not two, but three different characters. We cannot wait to see you, Faye. Thank you so much for taking the time today. Enjoy the couple of weeks in Dublin. It'll be great fun.
Oh, we can't wait. We've got so many things planned for ourselves and our cast. We've got a couple of birthday celebrations.
Amazing.
And bits and bobs. So we'll be seeing you out and about.
Okay. I recommend this to everyone. Ask the people to organise it. Do the Viking Splash Tour.
Really?
Yeah. So
okay.
It's an amphibious vehicle that drives around the city, tells you all about the Vikings, and then goes into the water at the theatre that you're performing at.
No way. Yeah,
you have to do
that's
it.
That's on the list.
All right,
Viking
do it.
Viking Splash Tour. Yeah. Okay, writing it down right now.
Faye Dulger, thank you so much for taking the time.
No, lovely to see you. We'll see
you
soon.
Too. Bye. Take it easy.
Cheers. Bye. Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.